It's time for the locals to take over.
94.3 Kilo's Loud and Local, where locals get their chance to rock the airwaves. Loud and Local with Sid Black on the Rock Station. 94.3 Kilo.
Woke up today to do this. Of course, every Monday night at 6:30, Colorado local bands take over the Kilo airwaves. If you are in Colorado, and you got to be in Colorado too. I'm sick of receiving stuff from Texas. I don't care as a whole about Texas, let alone their local talent. Colorado only, man. MP3's contact info, band picker logo, submit that, kilo943.com. You guys are from Colorado, right? Fighting the Phoenix?
We are.
I'd like to think so. There's mountains everywhere.
Someone's no, like, I'm from California.
Oh, I thought you were going to say I'm from
he's
Texas.
From Missouri.
Yeah, I'm from Missouri.
That would have sucked.
I guess Kyle's from California, too.
Thank you. I'll be happy to be here.
But you recorded this material and or you play your songs in the great state of Colorado more often than not, yes.
We do.
I think that's the prerequisite to be here.
When we're not on
I mean, TV. Technically, we didn't record this one here, though.
Oh, see, you're breaking the rules,
man. Can't help it, Sid.
I can't fly a Loud and Local platform if you did it somewhere else.
Quit yelling at me.
Welcome in, guys.
Thank you.
Guys, I think you have, you've been in here more than any one member of Creed has ever been in here. So
Let's
well done.
Go.
Well done.
Don't you take me higher.
We got things to talk about. You guys got things coming up, and we'll get to all that. But it's kind of cool, and this is a first for Loud and Local. It may be a first on the station altogether to debut an EP live on the air. Yes? Mm-hmm. Tell me everything about this. Everything. I want all the details. Tell me about the EP. When it comes out, what it's all about, what we're doing with it.
Well, the EP comes out, Sid, this Friday. We're actually doing a day early release with What's Left Records to have people come through.
What's Left Records?
Exactly. Come through, pick up a copy, come see us the day before a show.
Cool.
This record's definitely about a journey. I mean, there's a lot of meaning behind it as far as the struggle and... It's like real life things that we're talking about in this. It's a little bit on the heavier side, too.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to chime in, Zach?
Yeah, so with this record, we really wanted to do something new. Most of our songs in the past, we really try to convey a positive, uplifting message. With this EP in particular, we just wanted to not do that. Just kind of blow off some steam a little bit.
Yeah.
The main vibe of the record, especially the title track, Soul is Suffering, it's just about being a cog in an endless machine and working for a cause that doesn't even know your name.
Sure.
Stuff of that nature, whether that be a job, a relationship, just kind of existing instead of living.
Nice.
So that's kind of the overall vibe with the record, and we wanted to just take a different approach to the way we wrote songs and then the lyric delivery. It's a lot heavier than our previous stuff, and we're really stoked about it.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. Buckle in. Obviously, we got the whole EP, Fighting the Phoenix in the studio, Soul is Suffering EP. The debut starts now. Loud and Local right here at Kilo.
Local, where the locals get their chance to rock on 94.3 Kilo.
If you're paying attention at home, that is on your cue sheet. Track number 2 off of Soul is Suffering EP, about to be available. You're getting a sneak peek at this. That is Bloodbound, Fighting the Phoenix in the Kilo studio. I know we're doing an EP listen, but we're going to take breaks and talk. This is intermission, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's all go to the lobby. So if you need to, take care of that. We'll get back to the EP in a little bit. After the guys of Fighting the Phoenix, talk it up a little bit. You got the EP release show, yes?
Yes, we do.
It's coming up Friday.
Yes, and we'd like to thank our sponsors for this. Pikes Peak Mobile Massage. That's actually my mother's massage business.
All right.
Thank you, Mom. And then we've got Arctic West Heating and Cooling down in Pueblo. They actually helped bring this show up a lot more.
Cool.
And then Brandon's boss, Rob, here. Go ahead, say something about him.
Yeah, Rob Yockel, Premier Carpet Cleaning, 719 Carpets.
Nice. And what is him? You got brought envelopes.
We got some free swag in there. There's a guitar pick. There's little posters, all kinds of stuff.
Right.
There's even one of those VIP laminate things in there.
Sweet. Yeah, you want to get in? Plus, I can pair that with a guest list spot. You want to get in for the EP release on Friday? Find that rock line now. But it continues. And talk to me a little bit about Chemical. This track coming off the upcoming EP.
Chemical, lyrically, I really wrote that about the battle with anxiety, and it's all just chemical reactions in your brain, and it's not really me. It's not the real me, you know what I mean? When the anxiety is taking over, just really battling it and accepting that, this is the chemical reaction behind it. That's why I named it Chemical.
Physical copies of this can be released on Friday as well, or is it just full and digital?
It'll be physical, and then the day before, once again, What's Left Records from 4 to 6 o'clock. Right. Come see us and get a copy early.
All right. Fighting the Phoenix in studio, loud and local here tonight. The EP debut continues, and Chemical right here at Kilo.
Submit MP3s and contact info to Sid, S-I-D, at Kilo943.com. Loud and local on the Rock Station, 94.3 Kilo.
like false ending here, is there?
No.
Is there at the end of the EP, you give it 5 minutes of silence, then come back with another?
No,
not ever. No,
not this time.
Come on.
This
time.
But the last three albums,
it would have been so 90s of you.
Yeah.
No. Shut up. Wait for the secret song.
Play it in reverse.
That is the EP in its entirety. Yeah, I didn't miss any, did I?
No.
It?
That's it.
All?
Yes, sir.
Nice. That is the new EP from Fighting the Phoenix, Soulless Suffering, title track there. And EP released this Friday. Talk up, people can get this record and attend a show all at the same time this Friday, yes?
Yep. Our EP release shows this Friday at the Black Sheep at 6 p.m. Our doors.
Prompt, who else is on that show?
We have our good friends in Buried in Lies, Arctic Origins, Pastel Black, and Anadia.
That's how you say that?
I think so.
Okay. That's why I put that on you, because I wasn't too sure.
But tickets online are getting pretty scarce.
Yes.
I know we used the term get them before they're gone a bit, you know, for marketing, blah, blah, blah. But they're actually close to being gone. So.
Yeah.
I don't know why you can.
For us. You know, I think, like, all the bands in total might have 40 pre-sales still.
Sure.
Like, that's it, you know. Okay, and then this show's, like, sold out. That's, you know, the cap of 450, 500 that the Black Sheep holds. So
you see this whole thing come together with the release. You said it's a What's Up Records release as well?
Yep. 4 o'clock on Thursday. Thursday.
Awesome. Gotta be pretty proud of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We put a lot into this record. We put a lot into our live shows. We take a lot of pride in performing bigger than our social status, per se. We put a lot into the production, just the performance. We're very fortunate to still be doing this after about 14 years now. And
absolutely.
Still coming out and supporting our shows. We keep trying to make them bigger as well for the diehards. So there's a lot into the show, and we're very proud of it.
Yeah. Is it more of a stressor in an EP when you're just going to fit in 4 or 5 songs as opposed to having a full length where, you know, you got a little more wiggle room? Or did you just have them and you're like, this is it?
I mean, it's just as far as like recording EPs and versus like full lengths for us, it's just really hard to get the time off of work, and like we're self-budgeted, self-financed. So it's like it's easier for us just to knock them out in pieces.
Yeah.
And I think we work a lot better that way, too. It's more of a rapid pace, like, you know, aim and fire kind of thing.
I didn't want to really get into this because I know you guys got this thing planned, but you did mention you're going to have another record, full-length record, coming out. And to that point of you guys being self-funded and doing this all on your back, you got to go to a rather, I would say, popular studio elsewhere and record and pay for it yourself, which is, I mean, hey, man, the industry is, you know, it's one way or the other. It's smoke and mirrors sometimes. But to that credit, we don't have to get into the full length. We want to focus on the CP. But being able to have that freedom as an independent band, it's got to be hard and a struggle this day and age, yes?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Everything needs to connect and count, right?
Yes. It does. And just funding these things.
Sure.
It's not cheap by
no.
any means.
Like, no.
Even one EP, that's going to be $6,000 to $10,000.
Sure.
But then, as I mentioned earlier, we're just very fortunate that our fans that we do have allow us to do that.
Yeah. And it's more important now than ever.
Yeah, buying merch, streaming our songs, liking, sharing, commenting, just spreading the word.
Sure.
Every little thing helps, you know. Like, we got those diehards that come out, and we'll release, you know, new merch or whatever, and they'll come buy one of everything.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, it still blows our mind.
The lifeblood, right? Man. The lifeblood.
Yeah.
FTP family.
Yeah. Get those tickets now for Friday's show. Best bet to get in touch with you guys. That would be all the socials, I imagine.
Any of us, just hit us up.
Cool.
I got a few tickets left. Just reach out to us.
Yep.
Yeah. Otherwise, box office, man, like, they're there too, but there's very, very little. So, I mean.
BlackSheepRocks.com.
Get in it now and buy this EP so they can pay for the next. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Buy everything so we can do it again.
We all work our day jobs.
We're struggling.
Fighting the Phoenix, thank you guys so much for coming in. I do have, you want to get on the guest list for Friday's show? Go ahead and tell me what's in the envelope again, and we'll pack it with this envelope.
Oh man, so Louis Pizza gave me some free pizzas in there, so get some pizzas. There's carpet cleaning vouchers.
Yeah, there's $150.
There's a guest laminate, like a VIP pass in there. There's a little poster in there. There's guitar picks, FTP guitar picks. Pikes Peak Mobile Massage, one of our sponsors, threw something in there. Arctic West Heating and Cooling's in there. And, yeah, like I said, Premier Carpet Cleaning, it's all packed in that envelope for you guys.
And a puppy. A puppy.
Oh, man. I wish. I can't fit a puppy in there.
Fighting the Phoenix is giving away puppies live on the Kilo Airwaves.
Kyle, you're gonna get sued, man. That's false advertising.
Yeah, you gotta deliver if you
we'll
promise.
We'll go buy some.
Kyle will buy you a puppy.
Thank you guys for coming in. I put you to task when you first showed up. I asked you if you could make fart noises with your hand. Can we do this? Did you guys practice?
No.
No.
Right. No, I can't.
Sadly, no.
Well, this thing was a bust. Well done, guys. Thank you so much. Good luck with this EP. Good luck with the show on Friday. And good luck with this upcoming record, man. I'm stoked to hear it.
Hey, yeah, thanks
for having us.
94.3 Kilo.
Loud and Local, that is a wrap here tonight.
Loud and Local, where the locals get their chance to rock on 94.3 Kilo.